3:38. This is The Shift. I'm Patty Handysides. Hey, you know, we are supporting local, and we want you to support local, too. The Windsor-Essex Regional Chamber of Commerce has embarked on a great campaign to get us all to support local. Rakesh Naidu is president and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce and joins us now. Good afternoon, Rakesh.
Good afternoon, Patty. How are you doing?
I'm doing really, really good, and I like this campaign, and we talked last week, and this is Small Business Month coming up, right? And what does this mean in conjunction with the campaign that you've launched to support local?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. You know, so yes, October is a Small Business Month, and we've timed our Support Local campaign with this month because it's extremely important to understand the importance of small and medium-sized businesses and the role they play in our economy, and to really provide them the support, the boost they need as they open up and get into recovery mode. So we have timed our campaign in such a way that we can shine light on some of our businesses, but at the same time, we can also bring various support mechanisms to them, bring the community together to, you know, to support them through our buying powers, through our collective buying powers. And highlighting some of these businesses that are truly unique, businesses that we can be proud of, that we have in the Windsor-Essex region. So the Support Local campaign, you know, over the last week or so, we have visited several local businesses. We have made videos of their owners, the proud owners, and it's fascinating to know the business and the history behind these businesses, and we have you know, share that on social media platforms and so on. Just one way to really support our local businesses. And of course, through our Ship YQG, our Dine YQG, and our Shop YQG program, we are providing additional support for these businesses.
So what kind of things go on with Small Business Month? What is being held? Is there events and things like that going?
Yeah, so there is multiple things that are happening. There is different events that are happening. There are support partners that are offering various programs. There's incentives being offered for people to shop, you know, through the partnership that we have with other sponsors, support local program. There are programs that businesses can benefit from, but also, you know, our community can benefit from by shopping local and by shipping products that are local. So many, many ways of supporting, going out and supporting our local businesses. And we have to remember that, you know, I mean, the COVID, you know, challenge is just one. There are so many more that is a result of that that are unfolding. Just to give an example, you know, the shipping costs have gone up tremendously. They've gone through the roof. It's almost, in some cases, 500% increase. So businesses, especially small and medium-sized businesses that have placed an order some time back, which they usually do, you know, to really plan for the holiday season, and which is one of the busiest season in the year, they have now to pay a huge premium for bringing product in, just because, you know, now it's gone up so much. But they can't necessarily increase the price to reflect that increase in just the shipping cost. So just goes to show the kind of challenges our businesses are up against. So it's very important that we come together and provide support. So in order to help with shipping costs, you know, we've partnered with UPS, and for the members of the chamber, they're going to get 50% discount if they were to buy a product that is from our local region, and it can be shipped anywhere in the world. So just to give an example of
I'm glad you brought up that shipping cost. I don't think people understand exactly how huge this increase is. I know several months ago, you know, I moonlighted a bit into fireworks over there, and I know what the cost was going up early in the summer for the shipping that we would normally, you know, be paying like $7,000 or $8,000 for a container. Just the shipping cost was $25,000, and it's beyond that now. I can't even imagine smaller stores that are relying on that for all their goods, especially for a holiday, like for Christmas, to get things in, whether it's toys or things like that. That I can't imagine, because, you know, obviously they have to increase the prices to get that money back if they're bringing it in.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's just one of the various costs that have gone up. There are other challenges. You know, workforce challenge is another big issue. People just, you know, businesses just can't find people. Only 40% or 45% of businesses that have opened up are fully staffed. So you can imagine the challenge. You know, it is making it very difficult. You know, businesses have to pay premium. to those that are available to work, and there is additional cost, and these costs are all making it very, very difficult for businesses to survive.
Yeah, it's a good reminder that when we are shopping and shopping local, that we have to understand when we see some of the prices, what is going on behind that. There is so much more. It's not just that the business owner wants to get rich quick over Christmas. They're just hoping to be able to stay alive. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, Rakesh, it's a good thing we'll celebrate Small Business Month. We'll celebrate Support Local. We'll talk to you again next week about more things we can do, especially as we head towards the holiday season, to support local any way we can. Thank you, Rakesh.
Thank you.
That's Rakesh Naidu, President and CEO of the Windsor-Essex Regional Chamber of Commerce. Their campaign, Support Local, is on now. It's 3:44.